Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Grayson and Maya. Hey, guys, they sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for a game of baseball that is saved by an underwater mermaid? I don't know how in the world that's going to go, but me too. Let's go. It was a beautiful day on a Saturday afternoon, and Grayson's team was in the championship baseball game. Have you ever played baseball before? Oh, it is super duper fun. And Grayson's team was really, really good. They had played an entire season of games. That whole season led up to this very game. Since this was a championship game, they were playing on a very special field. It was in a beautiful location just on the edge of the ocean. And so if you hit the ball over the fence for a home run, the ball would sail right into the water. Every kid dreamed of not only playing on this field, but smashing the ball over the fence. Grayson! 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 The crowd was cheering his name as he stepped up to the plate. It was the end of the game, the bottom of the ninth, and their team was down by 2 runs. The score was 5-3. It was up to Grayson to get on base so that another one of his teammates could hit a big hit and drive him home, but they needed to score 2 runs to tie or 3 runs to win. Grayson's feet dug into the dirt to get a better grip. As he held onto the bat with all of his might, he twisted it in his fingers to get a better grip. He rested the bat on his shoulder, and here comes the first pitch. Strike one! Screamed the umpire as the ball went right down the middle into the catcher's mitt. But Grayson was not afraid. He knew how to take a deep breath, calm down, and get ready for the next pitch. As the pitcher held the ball in his hand, he got ready to throw it. Strike two! Yelled the umpire. Grayson was waiting for his pitch. He knew that he wasn't going to swing at something that was going to trick him, and that is an important part of baseball. You have to be patient. You have to wait for a really good pitch that you can swing hard at and crush the ball. Grayson knew that he was down to his last strike. That means if he gets another strike, he's out. Well, that did not faze him. As the pitcher gripped the ball, Grayson was ready. He squinted his eyes and locked in on the pitcher's fingers. He knew the grip on the pitcher's hand, and he knew what pitch was going to come. As the pitcher threw the ball, Grayson turned and swung the bat as hard as he could. The sound of the ball hitting the bat was a cracking sound that could be heard from miles away. As the ball lifted off his bat, it took off like a rocket ship. Whoa! The crowd began shouting as Grayson started running for first base. Before he even made it to first base, the ball had splashed into the ocean. The score was now 5-4. Their team was getting so close to tying or even maybe winning the game. Grayson rounded the bases and stepped on home plate as his team was waiting for him there and jumped all over him. That is a really good feeling. When you're on a team and you do something awesome and your team is able to celebrate with you, or if someone else on your team does something awesome and you can celebrate with them, that is a really special feeling. That's what I love about being on a team. Like whether that's soccer or football, basketball or baseball, being on a team is something pretty special. After the team sat back down on their bench, the umpire walked over to the coach to ask for a new ball. Because remember that old ball was now floating somewhere in the ocean. Grayson's coach turned around to look for their bucket of balls. You see, every team, they always carry a big bucket full of baseballs that they can use during the game. And as he turned around, the bucket was missing. "Where did the bucket go?" cried the coach. Everybody started looking around, but nobody could find any more baseballs. "They are all missing." The umpire walked onto the field and made an announcement to everyone.
"If you're unable to find another baseball for the game will be forfeited and the other team will win."
Grayson and his whole team was completely crushed. "What are we going to do? Where did all those baseballs go?" said one of his teammates. "I don't know, but that ball I hit into the ocean, it's probably still floating out there. Maybe I could go get it." Grayson took off running as his team continued to look for any baseballs. Without a baseball, the game would be forfeited, and they would lose. Grayson hopped over the fence to the field. On the other side was a pretty steep drop of rocks all the way down to the ocean. He carefully hopped down one by one by one, and was met by a big, crashing, wet wave. As the water sprayed in his face, he looked around and couldn't see the ball anywhere. To continue the story, we actually have to go back in time. About 10 minutes ago. You know, right when Grayson hit that big home run. As the ball was sailing through the air and came kersplashing into the ocean, it actually knocked onto Maya's tail. "Ow! What was that? Was that like a... Oh my goodness!" As Maya the mermaid turned around, she saw something she'd never seen before. She picked it up in her hand and swam down deeper into the ocean. She couldn't wait to show all of her friends. "Girls, look at this! Look at this!" said Maya. "I think my tail was just hit by an asteroid from space! Look at this crazy thing!" The mermaids began passing this baseball around, which they thought was some kind of asteroid from space. And they were completely in awe of this white ball. "Oh my goodness, Maya, is your tail okay? Did it catch on fire when that thing from space hit it?" They all turned around and looked at Maya's tail, inspecting for any burn damages or maybe alien juice. No alien juice and no burn marks. "Huh, wait a second. Maybe it's not from outer space. Maybe it came from somewhere else." Then Maya had a great idea. "We should go ask that old turtle. He knows everything, and I bet he would know what this thing is." As they swam together as a flock of mermaids, what do you call a group of mermaids? Is it a flock? Or a gang? Or a club? No, I'm going to go with flock. It kind of feels like flock as they're gliding through the air. It's kind of like birds. As Maya and her friends were swimming through the ocean looking for this very, very old turtle, they found him swimming through a kelp forest.
"Hello, Mr. Sea Turtle. It's Maya."
"Oh, hello, Maya. I haven't seen you in years. Wow, you look so big now. Oh, how are you doing today?"
"Oh, I'm doing great," said Maya, "except I got hit on my tail with some kind of, I don't know, either an alien egg or an asteroid. I'm not sure what it is, and I thought maybe you would know. Here." She handed the sea turtle the baseball.
"Oh my, that is not an alien egg and not an asteroid. That, my friend, is a baseball."
"What is a baseball? Is it like made of gold or diamonds or is it rare and what is it?"
"Oh no. A baseball is what humans, they hit with sticks made of wood."
"Oh my, was this baseball mean to the humans?" she asked.
I'm not sure, but it seems to be some sort of game that they play, throwing this ball around and whacking it with sticks."
"Wow, humans are strange," said Maya.
You should probably swim up to the surface and just throw it back to where it came from and be done with it.
Okay. Maya and her friends swam away and waved goodbye to the sea turtle. They swam back up to the surface where Maya had been hit by that baseball. She popped her head out of water, and there was Grayson. Remember, Grayson had come down to the shore. He was looking for the baseball. And now, he's staring at a mermaid. Maya had never seen a person before, and Grayson had never seen a mermaid before. They were just in shock. And then Maya took the ball and threw it back towards Grayson, who caught it in his hand. Grayson shook the water off the baseball and then looked back up, and Maya the mermaid had vanished. He wasn't exactly sure if he was seeing things or if that was real, but all that mattered was he had the baseball. He ran back to the field, and his team screamed in triumph as they saw Grayson holding the ball above his head. "Play ball!" shouted the umpire. What an amazing adventure. This may be the end of today's story, but I think it's just the beginning of something amazing, something maybe even magical that is about to happen. The end. Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to give a very special hello to the Little Seeds Pre-K in Michigan. Hey, guys. And I want to say hello to Ansley from South Carolina, Beckett and Foster from Canada, Moksheath from New Jersey, Spire from British Columbia, Braden from Ontario, and Poppy and Levi from Massachusetts. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. It would mean so much to me if you left a review on Apple Podcasts sharing how much you love this podcast. Well, my friends, I hope you have a super duper day. I'll see you next time. Bye.